This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, I guess we are here today for a, it's a Wednesday. Feels like a Monday. Technical glitches in the studio. Technical glitches in my brain. It all kind of works together.
It happens.
But I am happy to tell you that Trooper Perkoski is in the studio with me today. We have so much to talk about, too. I know he is one of my most requested guests to have in the studio.
Wow. Is that for real?
You are full of knowledge.
Well, I don't know about that.
You are full of knowledge.
I try.
You do your best. I mean, if they can only see your smile. No wonder they put you in charge of, what is your exact title?
I am the Troop and Public Information Officer.
Yeah, and Public Information.
Yes.
And being the face of the troop because of the smile that you have.
Well, I'll take it.
Your smile just lights up a room.
Thank you.
You never expect that out of a state trooper.
We do smile. There we go. There's our disclaimer for the day. Yes. We do smile.
Well, that's nice.
You know, there's a time when you got to be serious.
Well, there's also a time where you just want to laugh in people's faces, I'm sure.
That does happen, yes. It does.
How do you keep your composure? Is that training you go through?
You know, it's the 6 months on the Hill in the Pennsylvania State Police Academy. That's
really?
How. Yes,
yes.
That's exactly
to
how.
Keep that straight
that
face.
That training comes in every single day on our job.
I can imagine. Because I would be like, are you kidding me?
Right? And without even thinking about it. It just, you know, the training kicks in and it allows us to maintain our professionalism.
That's good. Because
yes.
That's why I couldn't be a cop. I'd be rolling around on the grass. They'd be running away.
Right.
They'd be like, oh, we have her laughing. We're gone.
Yeah.
Especially with some of the stuff you have to deal with in today's world.
Yes. There's some interesting incidents that we handle and, you know, investigations. Not all of them are exactly very serious. Some of them, you know, to that person might be serious, but in our minds we're like,
well, give me an example. Give me an example.
We'll handle it, you know.
I need examples.
You know, we'll handle it. You know, I'm trying to think of an appropriate example. It'll come to me. But, you know, regardless, we will come out and do an investigation, and if it's something that doesn't arise to a crime, we will politely and professionally explain to the people, this is not something we'll do an investigation on. We will still document that we were here and the discussion that we had, but sometimes it doesn't call for a criminal investigation, and we're the ones that determine that. You know, people could call in anything they want to 911. That doesn't mean that's exactly what happens, right?
I have a friend that insistently texts me. I don't even answer. I haven't answered a text from her in over a month, but all day long, she'll start at like 8 o'clock in the, no, 2 o'clock in the morning. It was one day.
That's
but
pretty early.
Really early in the morning.
Yeah.
And they go all day long. And then I assume she might take a nap for an hour or two, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they kick back up later in the day. And they're just random thoughts. And yesterday, one of them, I'm probably not going to be able to find it because she already texted me 55 text messages for today, was, I want a job with 911 so I could hit the mute button and laugh. I'm like, I don't think we want you working for 911.
Yeah, let's try to persuade her to find another career.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I think she is jobless right now. Could you imagine that?
Well, 911 operators, you know, they hear it all firsthand. They hear it all. But they are our lifeline. They have an extremely important job to first responders.
We don't have enough.
We don't have enough of them.
One operators.
And they don't get enough recognition.
They don't get the recognition. And I don't think the pay matches the seriousness of the job.
Sure.
When you consider where our government throws away tons of money, and you're coming up under scrutiny now with this Pennsylvania appropriation hearing coming up, I guess.
Okay.
Because they're saying a lot of our money from the taxes on gas.
Yeah.
Are going to our state police officers.
Well, you know, there's nothing I could say about that. That's way above my pay grade.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, we should be taking money from somewhere, lottery, gambling, something, to make sure that our 911 operators are paid well.
They have an extremely important job.
And I won't argue about how much you get paid because you couldn't pay me enough to do your job. That's not a concern of mine.
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
I think that a lot of things, and I know you don't like to get political and you don't like to rock the boat on your job.
Right. Definitely.
And you
not,
won't.
No.
So this is Nikki's opinion only, not that of the trooper in the studio
Thank you.
But it's my opinion only. There is a misappropriation of funds everywhere on this earth, especially in our state. And there need to be audits done so that the state troopers are being paid well without anybody worrying about a pothole in the road.
Sure,
that's
sure.
the way I want to put it.
And you know, I'll say this, and again, like all that stuff is well above my pay grade.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say this. We have a new commissioner. We have a new front office and a new governor who supports us extremely. And, you know, we're heading in the right direction for the current times that we're in. And what do I mean by that? Not to say anything negative from the past, but we're coming into new age technology in the Pennsylvania State Police. And it's only going to help our everyday functionality as state police.
And maybe bring some more money into the state, too. The speed cameras in Pennsylvania work zones now, it's going to ease up on your job of having to actually sit there, right?
Yeah. I mean, in certain areas. Yeah, in certain areas. I mean, obviously, you know, we're still, if we get contacted by PennDOT, let's say they don't have one of those, you know, one of those enforcement cameras in the area, obviously we'll still do it. And our job out there is to make sure those workers are safe, because we could all complain about the roads all winter long, all summer long, but we have to appreciate the fact that they're going out there on the road, and you know, they have a dangerous job, these PennDOT workers, especially when they're, you know, working on the interstate, on the highway, trying to fix these roads. We're out there just to make sure that they're safe. That's our goal.
I have a question coming from a truck driver out on the road. When you are in those work zones, and they're night work zones, those glaring white lights that you have, it's blinding to the drivers in the oncoming, so it can make for some confusion or poor visibility. Why are they used?
Well, the areas have to be lit up. They do. And so, like, when we sit in front of an area, sometimes we'll sit there with our lights on, especially if it's something like emergency road work, you know, where it wasn't put out days in advance, or it's a crash, now we have a lane closure. Even if it's at nighttime, like, we have to sit there with our lights on to let oncoming traffic know. We understand they're bright, but they're bright for a reason. Now, the work zone lights, that's up to PennDOT. That's their regulations. You know, they're doing the things that they should be doing.
This was particularly pointed out to me, that it was a state trooper's car that has those bright lights.
So our lights have to be like that. They have to, our lights have to be like that.
I mean, otherwise you wouldn't see them. I get it to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But do you ever see that does cause a problem for people?
I mean, I'm not saying it can affect somebody. You know, everybody's eyes are different. I mean, everybody has different ways their eyes react to different lighting, and especially the strobe lights, things like that. I totally understand. But they're bright for a reason, you know? They need to be that bright. They need to.
Somebody needs to turn their phone off.
And just so we know, she's not talking to me. That's her fault.
Could have been Jake's. Here's the thing with Jake. Today Jake, I could say anything I want about him today because he can't talk back. I can't see him in the other room. He's probably holding his middle finger up at me right now, but it's okay.
Yeah, when I walked down
he might have walked over to do that.
When I walked down the hall, I looked in to say hi to him, and he wasn't there. I thought, what is going on here today?
Uh-oh, yeah. No, you know, sometimes things happen, and all my years of radio, we just learn how to go with the flow.
Yeah, you have to adapt and overcome. Absolutely.
You just have to work with it.
Yes.
And I can say on a day like today, at least I don't have your job.
There you go.
Because that is just too difficult for me. It would require, require me to not be so opinionated about stuff. That must be hard too. Like, you know, like when we're talking about the speeding, right? And speeding through the work zones or whatever. Mm-hmm. And some people think that if you put those cameras in there, they're going to call it entrapment. Yesterday, I read a headline and we had a little discussion about the word alleged. Mm-hmm. And I was told, well, yes, everybody's allegedly speeding until they're proven guilty. Well, there was a headline about a guy being chased. Mm-hmm. And then when they pulled him over, all this other stuff was, as always, right?
Yeah.
How could you be allegedly speeding?
Yeah. So, you know, I think what people are implying is that, you know, they have their chance in court. So that's why to them it's allegedly. Obviously to us, and I'm talking about, you know, troopers who are out there using radar units that are calibrated, they're certified, they're tested, mm-hmm. they're up to date. We test them prior to our shift. Like, we know what happened. You know, if we're going to run radar, there's no doubt in our mind, if we're putting our name to that citation, that that person was speeding. Now, anybody can plead not guilty and have their day in court. That's not a problem. That's everybody's right. And so we will just go to court, tell our side, they could tell their side, and the judge makes a decision.
Now, are you going to be overseeing, like, your department, overseeing the use of these speed cameras, or is that totally a PennDOT thing, has nothing to do with you?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I can't answer that. Because if that was, that would be, you know, well above my pay grade, and I just don't know the answer.
I was just kind of wondering, when you mentioned the radar gun, it has to be calibrated, stuff has to be done with it. Otherwise, you can very well fight these things
absolutely,
in court.
Without a doubt.
And that's why a trooper will always say to you, you have the right to bring this to a judge.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a problem for us. And that's one thing, I got to be honest with you, starting this career at the age of 22, that's one thing I didn't realize that I would also be doing as a state trooper is, you know, pretty much being an attorney, you know, because like when we go to court, whether it's a criminal arrest or a traffic arrest, like you're prosecuting the case also. And it was pretty neat, you know, finally kind of realizing that after getting some experience in court, you know, it's kind of fun.
I wanted to become a lawyer, so I can imagine that would be an interesting part of the job.
It is,
to a certain extent. Sure. But and you probably know the law much better than attorneys do.
Sometimes. In different aspects, right? In different aspects. Attorneys are, you know, they're well known to be aware of certain aspects of the law and different sections and things like that. But we have to be just as prepared.
I mean, you don't have to do workman's compensation
No.
You don't have to be versed in that.
No,
but
of course
loopholes, because everybody's always looking, and in today's world, there's probably a list of loopholes we never even thought of.
Sure.
And excuses that people have.
Well, excuses, that's a totally different thing. Yeah. So excuses, yeah. And then, you know, people have lots of them and, you know, we'll take them into consideration. But, you know, most of them don't work.
So it's Trooper Anthony Petrosky in the studio with me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Today from Troop N.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.